This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Blake Weil, Literacy with ICT Curriculum Coordinator for the Northwest Territories Education, Culture, and Employment Ministry. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Yes, good morning, Robert. Glad to give you an interview.
Well, this month's special issue for the Mindshare Learning Report in December is spotlighting the territories of our wonderful country, and the Northwest Territories is one that we haven't had an opportunity to connect with in the past, so we thought we'd check in and thank you for making the time to share the latest happenings with the territories, with the Northwest Territories, around education and delivering education in a fairly challenging environment that is pretty widespread and pretty sparsely populated.
Yes, we have our challenges here in the territory, primarily with the bandwidth. And it's a highway, and it's great to talk about the bandwidth highway and all the things you can do on it, but you have to have the highway. And we still have a number of communities that are served by satellite. And so we have our challenges with bandwidth.
And so is it been improving over time? I mean, we could have done this on Skype. Would Skype work well for you or not?
In Yellowknife, it probably would have worked just fine. It's the smaller communities in that are very remote that rely upon satellite, and their signal's not very strong, and they're always trying to figure out better routers, better separation of traffic between schools and other government services, and the net result is that things have considerably improved within the last year. In some cases, the internet bandwidth available has doubled. So
fantastic.
There are positive signs of what we hope to see is greater equity, which technology offers the promise of leveling the playing field for remote communities.
And well, you know, we're not without challenges in other parts of the country either. We had almost 60-some-odd percent of teachers in the survey we did indicated they had challenges accessing the Internet in their classrooms. So, you know, I think we're light years ahead of 10 years ago, but, you know, we have a ways to go yet. You support the delivery of curriculum in a classroom, and we recently had Media Awareness Week. Perhaps we can touch a little bit on that program and what you did with some of your teachers to support them.
Yes, the media literacy was, I believe, in early November. And what we encouraged schools to do and submit to us in sort of a contest fashion was hypertexting or word processing and adding hyperlinks to sites that help students understand cyberbullying better. So we offered a variety of topics that students could speak to about their own experiences, about advice they'd give to others, or the best advice they ever heard, encouraging them to word process a page and add a minimum of 5 hyperlinks to outside resources, to voices, blogs, resources that really help them in their cyberbullying experiences. And so we're waiting for those to come in to us.
Well, there is a definite need for greater awareness, and it's it's not as though the problem was, it's been perhaps accelerated with technology, and the access, ease of access, presents challenges for students today, and that whole awareness and respect piece definitely comes into play. Now, let's talk about some of the new and exciting initiatives that you have happening to support teachers, and we did talk earlier offline about opportunities for teachers that you know, there's an excess supply in Canada in some regions as much as 5 years. And it's not a bad place to experience quite an adventure that you've been experiencing for over 20 years, you mentioned earlier.
Yes, well, any teacher that wants an adventure who believes that they'd like to make an impact in a small community, who likes the outdoors, but who also likes to learn in cross-cultural settings, the NWT is a great place to come and learn and teach. But I want to emphasize the learning because in some ways this is another world up here. We half of our population is Aboriginal, and they have a perspective on the world that the world can really benefit from. And so when you come here, you come as a learner, and you try to stick handle your way around your own expertise and how it applies in this new setting. So that's the kind of exciting environment one can come into when you come to the Northwest Territories. Isolation, yes, outdoors, but lots of isolation. Travel expenses are quite steep, but once again, if you really like cross-cultural settings and you like the outdoors, this is the place for you.
Fascinating. Well, you've managed to make an impact for over 20 years, and that's amazing. As an individual to transition and I guess assimilate with the culture up there in a sense.
Yes, well, I always say that everything I ever learned about teaching, I learned up here, particularly when I was teaching in a small Aboriginal community, learned lots about relationships and other ways of viewing time, space, ownership. All of those things were called into question, and it really broadens one's Eurocentric view of learning and education. But the idea of interconnectedness and relationships is absolutely key, of helping, of being supportive, of learning and education. But the idea of interconnectedness and relationships is absolutely key, of helping, of being supportive to other people. It's a necessity here.
Fascinating. Just, you know, getting a deeper understanding of what life is really like in the Northwest Territories. Now, when it comes to innovation and technology and the whole kind of online learning piece of the equation and connecting with other parts of the world and country, perhaps you can share a little bit about how you've managed that and partnerships. You know, you have your American neighbors nearby. Is there collaboration that occurs with them and other organizations?
Well, once again, we have great distances between our communities, and part of our philosophy here is to decentralize education. At least that has been the mantra for since the 80s. And because we believe that the regions can, they know how best to program for students. So our shop prepares curriculum documents, and sometimes we play around with programming just because it's very difficult not to sort of flesh out the good life that you are promoting in the thinner curriculum documents. But we certainly try to, whenever possible, develop partnerships with the other territories. And we don't have too many international collaborations yet, at least with literacy with ICT, the area that I manage. But in social studies, which I've also been involved with, we certainly deal with circumpolar issues, residential school issues, and curricula. We're at the forefront of developing curricula for residential schools and teaching students today about what residential schools were like and what they meant and how we survived them. So, our approach here at the ministry was to have an approach to technology across the North. if in the 90s we concentrated on how to use tools, there's a greater emphasis now and a call for what the purpose of technology is, more than just, as Mark Prensky talks about, just the nouns, the tools that keep changing, but more the verbs, how these tools can be effective in delivering some of these more classic verbs of critiquing, being creative, collaborating, and doing all of this in an ethical manner. So our approach here at the ministry was to, yes, create an approach to technology that would support learning across the disciplines. And we found a good fit with the province of Manitoba, a program they called Literacy with ICT. And for us, that broader notion of reading the world around you, making sense of the meaning and the voices, which are now coming fast and furious through the internet, became the more attractive approach to technology in the classroom. So we have been in the business of piloting an approach, and last year we had 150 ICT-supported lessons written by NWT teachers, which we've made available with our new Infusion Guide throughout the territories. It's meant to be used by all teachers, but not taught by any one particular teacher. It's not like a physics course or an English language arts course. And we are trying to support teachers in understanding some of the possibilities of ICT-supported learning through monthly web conferences and through the building of asynchronous tutorials that are being called upon to be placed on the web. And our version of the web right now is through a private label wiki we use.
Great. Terrific. And it's gone well? The teachers are responding well to it?
It's going relatively well. It's like many things in infancy stage. We don't have... I don't want to say we don't have many Luddites in the Northwest Territories, but we teachers in the territories are extremely busy. And at this time, the way this curriculum is being implemented is through a use of a technology mentor in every school. And this is a voluntary role where these individuals have a strong interest. They have a history of best practices using technology in learning. And so they are tasked with inviting, facilitating, attracting other teachers into good practices and to participation in our web conferences and in our initiatives that we are having. We have one transdisciplinary project that we're using right now, promoting right now, and it's sort of explaining poetry through digital photography explained through poetry, whichever way you would have it. So,
very, very cool.
That's and we also are paying attention to Khan Academy and what research is telling us about how much time teachers will spend with a tutorial. And we're finding that at least the survey results are showing me somewhere between 6 and 10 minutes. So that's how we would prepare basically screen recordings of demonstrations of technologies, how they might apply or could be used in the employ of NWT curriculum outcomes. So we're using social media. We are finding technologies and bookmarking them in Delicious and making that account available to all teachers in the territory so they can put in various tags that have to do with their grade or their subject areas. We have these video conferencing units available in each school, and our government has purchased a bridge that enables us to use this service freely. So we here at the ministry, while we don't have distance learning courses offered here, we are providing distance in-servicing. And we're in the infancy stage of that. The train-the-trainer model of bringing teachers to Yellowknife is so cost prohibitive and it's so difficult for teachers to leave their home communities. There's not very many substitute teacher
options. Yeah. Job embedded is best these days.
Yeah. So our approach to distance learning is right now it's concentrating on teacher learning through web conferencing, through video conferencing. And I suppose we still carry on teleconferences as well.
Well, that's a strategic way to do it. You're making best use, as I said earlier, of the technology that you have available to you. And well, that's fantastic. Well, any closing thoughts to share with our readership from across the country who tunes in monthly to check out what the latest happenings with EdTech and innovation in Canada?
Well, I would say pay attention to outfits like yourself who make all kinds of resources available from your website and contests that where certain technologies rise to the top through Education Week and through Media Awareness Network. These kinds of outfits really pay attention to the latest way of cartooning online in the classroom, for example.
Right.
So many tools that are available for students. We just have to find a way to manage what we expect of students in the classroom. Are these whole class benches, or are they niche, smaller group ventures? So I would think, though, if I was to say anything about gathering and presenting information, I would say that we are making very good use of wikis through Wiki Spaces.
Right.
And I have no connection to the company except we license a private label from them, but it's certainly a great way for classes to develop a class page, a school to have a website, and they can be public, private, or protected. And in an education world where students need authentic audiences, a public wiki is really good for that, where collaborations can happen in circumpolar countries on given topics. And so we're exploring these kinds of possibilities right now.
Oh, fantastic. We actually used that tool when I was doing my master's in EdTech at Pepperdine, and very, very powerful. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Blake. I really appreciate you sharing your insights and the latest happenings in the Northwest Territory Department of Education.
Yes, thank you for taking the time today.
Great discussion. That was Blake Weil, Literacy with ICT Curriculum Coordinator for the Northwest Department of Education. My name is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. Be sure to check out our website at mindsharelearning.com to get the latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.